the reading of God's word. And it's found in Joel. The first reading is Joel 2, 28 and 29. And the second one is Romans 13, 11. When you have it, please say amen. People, I'll wait a little bit longer. Joel 2:28 and 29. Reading, please. And it shall come to pass. Everybody, please read. And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Also on my men servants and maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Romans 13, 11. Reading. And do this, knowing the time, that now is high time to wake up out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than we first believe. May God add a rich blessing to the hearing and doing of his word. You may be seated. God's title to the message is, Now is the Time. Wake up! Time is running out. Wake up. Rise up. Now is the time to heed God's word, God's calling. Rise up. These are not my words. God wants us to be ready. He wants us to get our lives in order. And by doing that, we can help others get ready. Time is running out. The reason why God thinks that many of us are asleep and don't realize that time is running out and that he wants us in his service for these last days is because we're coming up with all kinds of excuses for not serving him. Maybe we're having doubts or fears and not really believing that with God, all things are possible. So we then think that he can't or won't use us to the best of our possibilities and capabilities. We should understand that God is calling and choosing us. And as my granddaughter Bree spoke on, is also qualifying us. We tend to think less of ourselves and doubt that God can and will work through us if we are willing to be made willing. We need to choose to want to serve God, and he will make it happen. He is ready to open us up to all kinds of opportunities in order to glorify him and edify each other. There are plenty of examples in the Bible where God used ordinary women to do extraordinary things. In Joshua 2 and 6, Rahab the harlot, she wasn't a church person, okay? She wasn't raised in the church, okay? Rahab the harlot was used to save the spies of Israel and in so doing became a part of Jesus' lineage. When you look up his ancestry, there she is. In Judges 4 and 5, Deborah, a prophetess, was used to encourage an army of men to go into battle against the people of God's enemies. In the book of Esther, Esther was a Jewish maid who was used for such a time as this, chosen to be queen, and then had the courage to go before the heathen king, knowing that she could be killed. Didn't take that into account whatsoever. She needed to save her people. She put her life on the line. In Matthew 1 and Luke 1, Mary, the mother of Jesus, was willing to be used to carry the most precious gift that any woman has ever carried, and did not question whether she was worthy, but only trusted and believed in the angel's words. And she did just that. And last but not least, in Luke and John, we find Mary Magdalene, a social outcast, was used by men for their own selfish reasons, then had to be delivered 7 times from her demons. Do any of us have any demons that we need to be delivered from? Sometimes we go down that same road over and over and over again and keep asking God, please deliver me from this. How many of us can say that? But she was delivered by Jesus. But when she realized how much he loved her, she gave her all in all through an expensive box of ointment, representing her love for Jesus, that no matter what it costs, I'm going to show you how much I love you because of what you did for me. Then she was used by Jesus, the lover of her soul, even bypassing Peter, John, and Jesus' own mother to be the first to proclaim a risen Savior. He didn't go to his disciples. He went to her and asked her to go tell them, I am alive. I live a woman. These women were called at a specific time to do a specific purpose that God chose for each of them. And he knew what each woman's gift was. Do we? You need to ask yourself that question. There are other women that are not in the Bible that was used and now being used. Rosa Parks, Ellen G. White, and Anna Knight, the first Black Adventist woman missionary to India. She allowed God to use her to go to other people. And countless other missionaries here and all over the world. Women from all walks of life. Women who run soup kitchens and homeless shelters. Women right here in this church who work behind the scenes, who lead out in different areas of ministry. Do you know your purpose in this life? Each have fulfilled her purpose for the plan that God designed for her. We all have a purpose, and we all need to pray and ask God to reveal to us what he requires us to do in his service. Back in the day, there was a poster for the military service that was used to recruit men to join up. It showed a picture of a man that represented the United States. And that man was known as Uncle Sam. It had the man pointing his finger, and the caption read, Uncle Sam wants you. Well, God is looking and calling for all women to join his service. He wants us. What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Now is the acceptable time to follow his leadings. Now is the time to heed his calling. Now is the time to rise up and let the Lord know that we are on his side. No matter what age we are, God can use us. No matter what our educational background, God can use us. No matter what our physical or disability, God can use us. Just trust him and let him use us to his name, honor, and glory. As our scripture text says, it shall come to pass afterward that I, meaning God, will pour out my spirit on all flesh. That means women as well as men. Zechariah 4:6 says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. For it never, never should be about us anyway. For in and of ourselves, we can't do anything. Not a blessed thing can we do. But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Philippians 4:13. So, why not let go of our preconceived fears and doubts and allow the Holy Spirit to do a work in us that through us, each of us will be about our Father's business so that we all can hasten his soon return. What are we waiting for? Now is the time to get our lives in order. Now is the time to ask God, what do you have me to do? What is required of me? We are not promised from one moment to the next. Now is the time to order our steps, heart, mind, and soul to his will and his way. There are other hurting women, men, and children who need to know that God loves them and wants to use them as well. Rise up, daughters of God, sisters in Christ, vessels of the Holy Spirit, and show forth the praises and glory of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Rise up. Now is the acceptable time. God is calling. God is convicting. God is converting. God is transforming willing and obedient women, men, and children. May we, like Isaiah, say, here I am, Lord, send me. Here I am, Lord, use me. Here I am, Lord. We need to pray for ourselves. We need to pray for each other. We need to pray for the Holy Spirit to come and overshadow us and breathe on us, life back into us. We don't want to be dry bones. We don't want to be dead bones. We don't want to be zombies walking around just to be walking around. We need the Spirit of the living God to breathe on us. Pray for that, church. Pray for that. I have a testimony. When I was younger, I would say I had low self-esteem. It wasn't because of what I looked like. I mean, I was okay looking. I had a few young men, you know, and I did get married, so. But anyway. But the value that I felt something was lacking, and the value was from inside. And I just need to pause right here to talk to daughters of God. Sometimes we allow outside influences to determine the value and the self-worth. What we look like, what we wear, our relationships, opinions of others, and now even social media. But the real fact of the matter is, if you know that you know that you know that God loves you because he created and redeemed you, then that should hold you no matter what else going on in your life. You should know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I have somebody who loves me, and I am somebody because of that person, Jesus Christ. Getting back to the story. So my self-worth wasn't where it's supposed to be. But then one day, I met this man, the man, not no any man. And if you don't know who I'm talking about Jesus, who knew all that I ever did, but yet he still loved me. You see, this man picked me up, turned me around, and placed my feet on solid ground. And you see, little by little, this man started changing me. This man started using me, and I wasn't even aware of it. This man saw something in me worth saving. So then, he started guiding me, and he is still changing me. I haven't arrived. He's still working on me. Still working on me. Then one day, slowly but surely, he started using me to his glory. He brought me into the nursing home ministry. And I know y'all know that's my passion. And if any of you have a passion, you know it's something that you really, 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 really love to do. And so you talk about it. And you know every time I get up here, I talk about the nursing home. So you know I love it. So he guided me toward the nursing home ministry. But I need to back up a little bit because even before then, this man used women in this church to show me that I do have a gift. The late Sister Carolyn Davis. He used her to get me to speak one time. Sister Ivy Jones, he used her to get me to speak. But I wasn't thinking nothing of it. But getting back to the nursing home, so he guided me to the nursing home ministry and to this incredible woman, Sister Carla Chavez, who at that time didn't know her gift, but that's her own testimony. But I'm just going to give you a little bit. This woman is anointed, okay? Y'all just don't know. But if you would come to the nursing home, you would know, because this is what we do at the nursing home. So little by little, God started giving me a voice. Not that I could sing, but I could make a joyful noise. Then little by little, he gave me a voice. She would write the messages, and I would deliver them. So I would pick the paper up, and it was just words. But then the Holy Spirit used my personality. Then little by little, his personality and my personality started coming together. Then little by little, he overshadowed me, and it was all him. All him. I don't take any credit for it. All him. And I say that to say this. Let him do it. Let him do it. You just don't know what God is capable of doing until you let him do it. But the thing was, I was afraid to ask God to use me. I would not pray that prayer. I would not say those words. I was afraid. For years, I wanted to be used by God, but I was afraid. That's why I said, let go of your preconceived fears and doubts. With God, all things are possible. He's God. So one day, I just said the words. And he just took off. And it was like, God will not force anything on us, even the good things he will not force on us. He's waiting, and he's waiting for us to ask for it. He's willing to give to us any and everything that we need in order to glorify him, to accomplish what he has for us. I just have one more thing to say, and this is to our young people, our young people, our young people. Youth, teenagers, young adults, do not let anyone in this church and out of this church discourage you from following God in your own unique way and the way God would have you to do it. In order for you to know God, to know his way, you need to know him. And in order to do that, you need to pray and read for yourself. If you are of age that you can read and study for yourself, God is willing to use you. He's ready to use you. God made you unique. His principle, Jesus' principle stayed the same, but the way he related to people, his method changed. We are all not the same. Let God use you in your own unique way and in his own unique time. He wants to use you. He wants to use you. Don't let no one discourage you or deter you from serving God. And as I can quote VeggieTales, God made you special and he loves you very much. I love me some VeggieTales. May we all heed his calling. Women, men, boys, and girls, this is just not a Women's Day message. This is for the people of God. Time is running out. We cannot keep playing church. We need to be about God's business. And in order for you to be used by God, you need to know him for yourself. You need to read and study for yourself that God is willing to use you. He is ready to use you. He is able to use you. Just ask him. May each of us develop a relationship with Jesus so we can know our God-driven purpose, and then do it. Then do it. Reach out to someone else. Reach out to a young person. Reach out to an older person. Reach out to someone. Someone needs us to get ready for heaven. Someone needs us to get ready for Jesus' soon return. Someone is in need of us. God loves us. God loves us. Last week, our sister Manushka preached on the same message, that God loves us and that our values is in him. And I was sitting here listening to her, and I'm saying, wow, Holy Spirit, you use the same thought with two different messages, but the thought is there. And I said, because it's repeated twice, God, when God repeats something, he wants us to really adhere to it. God loves each and every last one of us. He's willing to save each and last one of us, but he's not going to save us in our sins. We need to get away from all of that and be about God's business. Turn over your life to him. Let him use you. Let him deliver you. Let him save you. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. You just don't know how hard it has been for me to get here today. The enemy was on me for a whole month, church. I prayed, and I fought, and you just don't know. If you don't believe the devil is real, I'm here to tell you he's real. He didn't want you to hear this, but it's for somebody today. It's somebody's message today. If it's not you, it's me. God wants to save us. God loves us. God wants to use us. Let him do it. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Father God, we are here. We have heard. Please, Holy Spirit, open up whatever is closed in us, that your message will come home, that it will hit the heart directly, Father God, that somebody will heed the call, that somebody knows that you love them, that somebody wants to be used by you. Women of God, please, please let God use your gifts. Please don't let them just sit there and not be used, because if he won't use you, he'll use somebody else, and you will have missed out on the blessing. It is a blessing to serve God. I'm here to tell you it's a blessing. If he can do it for me, he can do it for you. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to be here. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your informational spirit that you have given me. Thank you. And may you impart it to each and every last one of us. In Jesus' name do we humbly pray. Amen and amen.